Jetzt sprechen wir über das Containern. Und wir wissen noch gar nicht, ob ihr alle genau wisst, was Containern ist. Containern ist Lebensmittel aus dem Müll von Supermärkten retten und dann entweder selber konsumieren oder verschenken. Genau, da gibt es auf Englisch den Begriff Dumpster Diving, das ist in die Mülltonne tauchen sozusagen. Oder to skip, also Sachen, die skip, weggeworfen werden, quasi retten. Genau. Hab ich was vergessen, was wichtig ist?
Naja, vielleicht noch kann man dazu sagen, dass es sich dann meistens um Lebensmittel handelt, die noch gut genießbar sind. Ja. Was einfach daran liegt, dass ultra viele Supermärkte ultra viel essen oder eben genießbare Lebensmittel wegwerfen. Zum Beispiel, weil das Mindesthaltbarkeitsdatum abgelaufen ist oder sowas. Und das machen die Leute natürlich aus den verschiedensten Gründen. Soweit vielleicht erstmal zur Einleitung.
Genau, es werden ja, ich switch mal jetzt kurz zu Englisch, damit Sarah mitkommt. every second there are 570 kilograms of food thrown away in Germany.
It's 18 million tons in the year.
Yeah. Yeah, and the funny thing is that the both of us were also in front of court because of that.
Yeah, 15 years ago we sat at Wüstewelle on your place.
Yes.
Kind of.
And now what happened to you?
So what happened to me is that I was at the Rewe Westad with a friend of mine, and they have built a fence a few months ago, like end of February, March.
Around
the containers, so yeah. They wanted to stop people from taking the food. This fence is mostly open all the time, and so people continue dumpster diving. So we were there by, I guess, bad luck. At the same moment we were there, the manager of the shop went to the dumpsters with one of the security workers. So that was easy for them to close us inside of the fence.
Mm.
So, and in 2 minutes the police was there, and yeah. So then I was taken to the police because I didn't have an ID with me. The other two just give the ID. And what I want to say is that there was a third person there that we don't know him. And he was taken as well to the police station, but we couldn't contact him in any way.
Mm.
So it would be nice if we could find a way that we're able to get into contact.
Okay, maybe make a small call.
Genau, jetzt vielleicht diesen wichtigen Punkt nochmal auf Deutsch. Also eine dritte anwesende Person von diesem Abend würde gerne kontaktiert werden.
Genau, für gemeinsam organisieren, damit dich die Repression nicht alleine trifft. Du, Person, du beim Container mit erwischt worden bist, melde dich doch auf unserer Mailadresse.
resonanz-kontrasens@mtmedia.org.
Genau, dann können wir dich an Sarah weiterleiten. Okay, maybe some short. How normally when you go to dumpster dive, how does it work? When do you go? What do you take with you? What do you do?
So, well, the time depends on the supermarket you go to. So mostly we go when the supermarket is closed. But I would say Rewe Westad is an exception because they are open until very late. So sometimes we have been going in the late evening or night, 10, 11, that was the case that day. And yeah, but then other supermarkets close at 10, so a lot of people goes after the supermarket is closed.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing, that's it, just go there. It's crazily full of food. And it's always a lot of people going there. So for sure, every day you find other people, you share whatever you find.
Wow.
Then you share this food with other people, with your flatmates, with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And you always get food as well from other people. So it's like a big community of people doing dumpster diving and sharing what we found.
And when you go there at the dumpsters, you meet other people too?
Always.
Wow.
Always.
That's a bit different that from our times.
We're mostly alone. I think at our time, Rewe, for example, hadn't opened so long, so late.
Mm.
And yeah.
We sometimes met other people.
Yeah, we did.
Not so often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is the problem? Why isn't the manager okay with doing when people dumpster dive, or why is it seems it it is illegal. Do you know about the situation?
So we have tried to contact him and ask him for his reasons, but he didn't want to talk with us. There was a journalist trying to contact him as well, and he didn't want to give any comment about that. As far as we know, of course, he wants. It's obvious that he doesn't like people getting the food they throw away. And, well, there's always this main argument, if people take my food, they don't buy my food. Mm. Which is always the same story, but it's without fundaments. And he says as well that people going there to the dumpsters are leaving the area dirty. Mm-hmm. Which I've seen maybe once or twice, but I don't think that's rule to apply.
Naja, vielleicht kann man noch mal ein bisschen als Hintergrundinfo sagen, dass Containern, also das Verwerten oder dieses Rausholen aus den Mülltonnen von Lebensmitteln, das wird in Deutschland öfter mal zumindest begonnen, strafrechtlich zu verfolgen, aber in sehr vielen Fällen auch eingestellt, ja. Und da ist die Argumentation so, das deutsche Recht ist so beschaffen, dass der Müll in der eigenen Mülltonne mir immer noch gehört. Es ist mein Müll, ja. Mhm. Wenn du meinen Müll klaust, klaust du mein Eigentum. Mhm. Was eigentlich ja irgendwie auch nicht so sinnvoll ist, weil wenn ich was wegschmeiße, dann will ich es eigentlich loswerden. Ja. Und das ist dann auch der Unterschied zu vielen anderen oder zum Recht in einigen anderen Ländern. Zum Beispiel in Österreich gilt Müll als herrenlose Sache, die niemandem gehört. Und ja, da wäre das dann in Ordnung zum Beispiel. Ja. Nur so als Hintergrundinfo.
Yeah, we have. Do you know about, like, you come from Spain? Mm-hmm. You know the situation, the legal situation in Spain?
So it's the same, like here is forbidden. Oh, yeah. And most of the time the dumpsters are locked and you can't access to them. And there have been many cases of, like, workers at the supermarket throw detergent inside the dumpsters. Mm-hmm. So nothing from inside can be eaten.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I read here about France. There too, the supermarkets sometimes try to poison or to put something onto the containers so the people who want the food cannot eat it. But then in 2015 they decided to legalize. They decided that the supermarkets are not allowed anymore to just dump the food they have. They're obliged to give them to organizations, for example, who spread the food to people who need it or something. Also, yeah, like food...
Food sharing or Tafeln.
In Germany too, it would be easy. Like Swiss and Austria and Canada, where, for example, they legalized it. It would be also easy for Germany also to have a structure. There is a structure who could...
Yeah, I think it was the idea from the Green Party in Bremen and Hamburg, for example. They proposed a German-wide law that the supermarket are not allowed to waste food, so they have to spend it to or to give it
donate,
to donate it to food sharing Tafeln and whatever. But what was I think it? Why isn't it?
Well, the CDU was against it.
Yeah, CDU was against this proposal, and CDU was also against the legalization of dumpster diving, because it would be it would be menschenunwürdig und hygienisch problematisch.
Yeah, that's typical.
Yeah, CDU.
What are your reasons for dumpster diving?
Well, I don't believe that twice it's a property from a supermarket, first of all, and rather I do believe this is like a public problem. Let's say that a supermarket or like society is throwing away food, and I mean, there's always this like comment that one third of the food being produced is already thrown away before arriving to the houses. Mm-hmm. And we can say like the social reason that people is not having food and we are throwing away food, but as well like producing this food is generating pollution, right? So we are like, for climate change, like, there's as well a research from United Nations saying that we could reduce 10% the gases that are responsible for climate change if we would stop throwing food away.
Yeah.
You know, so this is the reason to make it like a common problem rather than a private property to me. Mm-hmm. You know, when your trash is creating problems to the planet, it's not your trash anymore, it's our trash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
That's more or less my point of view.
Yeah.
And so maybe connected to this is that you don't take part in this consuming and production circles, so like Lieferketten, Warenproduktion. Mm-hmm. So you,
well, this is always like, I mean, this is a very personal opinion, how am I doing, but for example, I don't want to be part of any production of meat.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't want to buy some products, but of course if I'm taking it from dumpster diving, I'm eating it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, so for me it's like whatever is there and it's good, I'm just going to use it because I'm not participating in the market.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, but if I'm, it's there, it's already out of the market, so I have no constraint to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Or not
freeganism.
Something like that. I would say yes. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Maybe we should listen to a song which is also related to containern. It's in German, so maybe you don't understand everything. But it's called Der Container Hit von Fidel Kunterbund. Viel Spaß damit.
Regale türmen sich auf. Hunderte von Leuten, was ich mir bloß kauf. Vielleicht guck ich auch nur mal, was die hier so haben. Ja, ich glaub echt, ich guck nur und geh wieder raus. Hey, heute Morgen war ich im Kaufland und da hab ich sie gesehen. Ne quietschegelbe Schale, außen ne Hartung, innen schön. Weicher und das Beste an der Sache, das war eins. Sie hatte einen wunden Punkt, heute Abend bist du meins, ich jetzt gern Biomüll. Auch wenn ihn keiner will, ja, ich konnte dann über alles und das alles ohne Geld. Ich jetzt gern Biomüll, auch wenn ihn keiner will. Ja, sag, wo gibt's denn sowas noch auf dieser großen runden Welt? Platz in Kauf, fallen abgefahren, drei Wäschekörbe voll gemacht. Wenn wir nicht so viel essen können, machen wir ne Gemüseschlacht mit Helmen aus Melonen und ne Pflaumenkatapult. Verdammt, ich will Containern, ey, mir fehlt schon die Geduld. Ich ess gern Biomüll, auch wenn den keiner will. Ja, ey, Containern über alles und das alles. Cash, ich ess gern Biomüll, auch wenn ihn keiner will. Ey, ja, selten hat mich was so krass wie gratis Food geflasht. Ja, ja, nur meine Freundin mag das nicht, weil die nix aus Containern isst. Das ist doch noch okay, nur sollst du jetzt nicht leer ausgehen, weil in Schlaraffenland gibt's alles. Ey, das wäre doch gelacht. Ich habe hier ein abgeknicktes Alpenfaltchen mitgebracht. Ich steh auf Biomüll, auch wenn ihn keiner will. Ja, ich Containern über alles und das alles ganz umsonst. Ich steh auf Biomüll. Und wenn du auch mal willst, kein Ding, wenn du heute Abend mal mit mir Containern kommst.
Tja, der Container hätte.
Ja, der gute Alte.
Yes. You've been now accused of what exactly?
Of theft and trespassing.
Yeah.
Hausfriedensbruch und Diebstahl.
Yeah. Genau.
Yeah. And but how what happened? Like, was there a barrier you'd climb over or anything?
No, there's actually nothing. So you can access the place where the dumpsters are. There's no sign saying this is private property or something.
Mm-hmm.
There's like some stairs, like four to a platform.
Yeah.
And then there's a fence.
Yeah.
But the fence was completely open. So yeah, it's like a door 1.5 meters wide.
Wow. And this door was open.
And this door was open. Exactly. And so like to us, it's like maybe according to the law, it's a safe. But according to law, it cannot be a trespassing.
Mm-hmm.
And the manager actually was telling the police they have opened the fence, mm-hmm. and the police were searching for tools to open it.
Yeah.
So in 2 minutes, we had like 20 policemen there for us with yeah. six cars,
wow.
Searching on us, searching for drugs, searching, testing alcohol.
Really? So it's yeah. the...
Full in,
yeah. yeah. Okay.
Strange. Really sounds like they were prepared or something. In 2 minutes, so many policemen?
Mm-hmm. We were as well thinking about that, because actually it's weird that the manager was there so late, that he went out with the security guy just there where the dumpsters are, mm-hmm. and the police was so fast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know, maybe the police has nothing to do nowadays, but
mm-hmm.
sounded to me like they were a bit...
Yeah. Strange.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, and there's a very, like, interesting turn in this story that, like, you yourself had been a manager of a shop
mm-hmm.
in Spain.
Yes. So before I moved to Germany, I was working for a company that has several shops. It's, like, very similar to Alnatura.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, in one of the shops, we were two workers that were managing the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And we already had organized that people and several organizations came every day, twice a day,
mm-hmm.
to take the food we mm-hmm. couldn't sell anymore.
Okay.
So that's my experience, like, to tell that it is really possible.
Yeah.
It doesn't take so much effort.
Yeah.
It really, you can save a lot of money paying rubbish,
yeah.
you know, as a company.
Yeah.
And, yeah, then you don't have to throw anything away.
Yeah.
yeah.
And how was that organized? Was it the other organization which came to you with the question, or... Did you, as a job or as a shop, offer, like, you can come to us and take our food?
In our case, like, when I mm-hmm. started working there, there was already one organization coming to take the food.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, people just came around and asked, hey, what are you doing with the rest of the food? And at the end, like, yeah, it was so many people coming that we said, okay, let's make a... proper organization for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we had like 12 times a week, let's say, like 6 working days, twice a day. And we just scheduled that different people could come in different moments.
Mm-hmm.
And in case we had a lot, we could call them and say, hey, just come around and take food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you know if Rewe is some part of food sharing or Tafel?
No, so Rewe is officially giving the food to the Tafel,
mm-hmm.
and I know we know that the Rewe Vested actually does give food to them,
mm-hmm.
but a very tiny amount.
Yeah.
So the amount of food this Rewe is trashing is incredible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen this in my life. And they just give a very tiny proportion of what they throw
mm-hmm.
away.
Mm-hmm.
So that's actually our demand, or like what we want to read, is that they are accepting to give the food that they cannot sell to food sharing organization.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, there are a lot of supermarkets in Tübingen are taking part in food sharing.
But
there's still a lot of people taking part in food sharing. They're getting food, so that would be good if there's another supermarket take part in food sharing.
Yeah, or maybe it's an idea not to have the whole products until 12 o'clock in the night and mm-hmm. in the shop. So maybe one, yeah. Vielleicht könnte man an der Produktion auch ein bisschen sparen, ja? Das wäre halt die andere Überlegung.
Ja. So, and what's your plan how to handle this accusation?
So, for the moment, we are waiting for an answer. So we have, like, the police has all the data, and in 2 or 3 weeks they are going to say, like, if... the state considered that it's not worth it to persecute us, let's say. The second option is that they are going to offer, they are going to charge us with a fine. Let's say they're going to say, okay, you have to pay, I don't know, 300 euros for theft. And then here we decide if we accept to pay or we want to say that...
Rejected.
Exactly, yeah. we reject it and we go to court. And Till and me, we have been talking about what we want to do about that. And of course, we're not going to accept any trespassing charge because we haven't done this.
Mm-hmm.
And it depends on the fine. Like, we're probably just, going to fight it back a bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, even for theft, so the value of the food shouldn't be too high. So.
Exactly. Yeah.
And are you planning to protest?
Yes, so that's as well the reason of making it public, mm-hmm. Because like we believe that a lot of people is doing dumpster diving in the city, and we want more people to do it if they continue throwing away food.
Yeah.
So what we are planning is to organize a small protest near the Reve, mm-hmm. on the Saturday 27th of June. It's not clear exactly how, when, and we will inform at the beginning of next week through Shonevune Fetailo.
Yeah.
And that would be a first step, just to inform people what Rebbe is doing, why we are protesting, and we are asking people like to join us to protest the 27th of June. And we are going to organize an online petition. What we are demanding is to Rebbe to drop the charges against us and to join food sharing organization. So if their point is we don't want dumpster diving people to come to our supermarket, mm-hmm. they should make sure that they don't throw away this food.
Yeah.
And yeah, and from here we'll see. Like, it really depends if we have to go to the court or not.
Mm-hmm.
But in case we go to court, we are really willing to organize further demonstrations and protests.
Also die, ich fasse es nochmal ganz kurz auf Deutsch zusammen für unsere Hörer, die das Englisch nicht so mächtig sind, so wie ich zum Teil heute auch. Also genau, um den Anschuldigungen wegen dem Containern zu begegnen, ist auf jeden Fall geplant, einen kleinen Protest zu organisieren, und zwar am 27. Juni, jetzt nächsten Samstag, in der Nähe vom Rewe, und eben die Kunden und auch überhaupt zu informieren, was überhaupt los ist. Und auch eine Forderung wird sein, das Ziel wird sein, den Marktleiter davon zu überzeugen, die Anklage zurückzuziehen. Und dazu soll es auch eine Online-Petition geben. Und ich denke, wir können die Links dazu gerne auf unserer Sendungsseite auf der Homepage von der Wüstenwelle veröffentlichen. Also Wüstenwelle Resonanz Kontrasens, da schreiben wir auf jeden Fall die Petition drauf und vielleicht und ein paar Infos dann zum 27.
Genau. Eine andere Forderung wird sein, dass, also nicht nur, dass die Vorwürfe fallen gelassen werden, sondern dass eben Rewe in einem Foodsharing-Programm mitmacht und eben nicht mehr diese Menge von Lebensmitteln wegwirft. Genau, haltet die Augen offen nach dem Protest.
Mhm.
Sollen wir noch kurz erzählen, wie das bei uns so war? Maybe in English, so
yeah.
Sorry. And ask question and uh-huh. interview us. Like in our case, we also made some publicity to it.
A lot, a lot.
It was at Kaufland, and we're standing in front of Kaufland and distributing leaflets. And then there was
the May Day parade, where we had to stop at Kaufland and we played a little theater about this container case. Yeah.
Ah, yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. And then there was the court, which was a big, big event. Like,
well, but what? Sorry, but we had also a lot of publicity. We had Wüstewelle, we had the Schwäbisches Tagblatt.
Yeah.
They interviewed us, so it was really public.
We are trying to reach the Swedish Tagblatt.
Yeah,
but for the moment we haven't succeeded.
Mm-hmm.
But just to say that we would be very interested in getting in touch with them. And
so maybe we can talk later again about this. Yeah.